Zeg Nuspers aan die Murray achter me zo terug. Zeg Nuspers, ben je al schelen met je schoonvader. Zeg Nuspers, schoon me samen met El Jaho. Okay, continuing in Yoni Basi Bechalov. So this shiur is very fundamental shiur in terms of, you see, yesterday we did the coup de the floor about something that's Chelev Bechalov or the Veil of Bechalov. What about behemoth meah? In other words, what if you have a non-kosher species? See, the veil is a kosher species, does not without shkita. Is there a din of basa b'cholov by a behemoth temeah? Now, of course, a behemoth temeah is also anyway, so you think it's the same issue as the nevela. But you could have the same discussion whether behemoth temeah is not also mahanah, so maybe there should be, could be an official basa b'cholov, or all the whole discussions that we had yesterday, we got b'chelav b'cholov and nevela b'cholov, we could have behemoth temeah, or you could say no, behemoth temeah is mufka from the din of basa b'cholov. So the Gemara says basa on page kuf yud gimel amrav basa behema tahora b'cholov behema tahora also vasha also mahanah. Basar Behema Torah, page 1. Packet B2. Basar Behema Torah, Bechol Behema Temeah. Basar Behema Temeah. Bechol Behema Torah. Mutar Levasha, Mutar Bahana. So he says that there's no issue Bishop because the Parsha of Basar Bechol was not said by Behema Temeah. So it's going to be also to eat because it's Behema Temeah. But there's not going to be an Isarnah, and that's not going to be an Isar Bishul, meaning it's very different than what we said by Chelum Cholov, because Chelum Cholov is definitely in the Parsha, there's an Isar Bishul, and the Isar Achila, and then the Isar Hanah, that was all the things we discussed yesterday. So why would this be different? So maybe it's a Gezeir Sarkasim. So let's see. So then you have the Gemara in Chulon on page 2, a Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. And the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Gedil Rabbos Esa Chaylev. Gedil Rabbos Esa Mesa Gedil Rabbos Esa Gedil Gedila hotzias and shul gedila hotzias et meyah. Because the Torah says gedit, so gedit is a kosher animal. So it's a gzeir sakasif that behavior to meyah is not included. And let's look in the Rambam. On page 3. Says the Rambam, "Ain osam in a Torah al basa behema tahora, b'chol of behema tahora." Shenemar usvasa gadim b'chalav yimol. So all these, well, but if not, al basa behema tahora, b'chol of behema tameyah, al basa behema tameyah, b'chol of behema tahora, mutol vachul muteres banaya, v'chayiv yimol chilasa mishum basa b'chol. Okay, so that's the story. So one or the other. It's a short. Yeah. So now, okay, so that's the Rambam. So now let's look in the Beis Yosef and the Bach regarding this on page 9. Let's look at the Beis Yosef. Look in the first the Torah. Tahora umasa chayv of a few mechalav of tahora in ala midrabanan. Umasa meim etzmei mechalav behem tahora umasa chayv of. So the Rambam says umasa behem umasa tahora mechalav behem etzmei umasa behem etzmei mechalav behem tahora umasa chayv of a few mechalav tahora in ala midrabanan mutu bishul vanai. So now the Torah seemingly says a chiddush, that even though there's no din of basa mechalav by behema tameya, but maybe there's a din of basa mechalav midrabanan. The question is, what does that mean? What's the point?
Why is that more of a chiddush than Rambam? Rambam says in the Sefer Torah it must be called behema.
Right. No, the Rambam is just saying. He's saying it is that, but the Torah at first glance, an Issa D'Rabbanan doesn't make any sense, because for what you have an Issa D'Raisa of eating behemah tameya. So what is the Issa? What was the point of a Chacham in making a D'Rabbanan for what purpose? So. So you want to say that, but then he says, "What the mishum hana?" The mishum hana is totally mutter, and there's an issa d'rabbanan. What does that d'rabbanan accomplish? So you want to say, "Oh, it's basim chol b'd'rabbanan," but he says, "What the mishum hana?" So says the Beis Yosef, it's not going back on the whole statement. It's only going with chayv of the chol of tahora. In other words, if you have chicken or you have chayim meat, that is either the basar tahora b'chol of tameya or basar tameya b'chol of tahora. The lashkaf had to share through chachamim. Achiv mishum basar b'chol of. First of all, we never find the aser. And what do they accomplish by asering it? It's also min haTorah mishum basar tameya. And the hanah and the bishul anyway are not asering. Kafchal leilchov basar tahora b'chol of tameya or basar tameya b'chol of tahora. Return bishul vana, ubasar chayiv of afilu b'chol of tahara mutam b'bishul vana. Tapachim leino asar al midraban. So he says that you have to rewrite the words of the Torah. So this is what it should say. Of a basar tahora b'chol of tameya, a basar tameya b'chol of tahora, right, is mutar b'bishul v'hana, right, because there's no din basar b'chol of at all. A basar chayv of afil b'chol of tahora, mutar b'bishul v'hana, because it's basar b'chol of midrabanan, which doesn't have an issa b'bishul v'hana, v'av b'chiv ein asal midrabanan. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. You have to flip around the words because the Din Rabbanan is only said by Ofa and Chaya, but by Behein Matameya there's no Isser even Din Rabbanan al Tzvasim Chof. By Ofa and Chaya, the whole Isser Basim Cholov is a Din Rabbanan to eat, and the eating, but even since it's only is an Issa Basa Chol Midrabanan to eat, but then but Issa Drabanan doesn't have an Issa Hana and an Issa Bishul. Okay. Yeah. Kosher species. So that is the Bach. So that is the Beis Yosef. So the Bach has another approach. So first he says, "Mashma, when mutar b'bishul v'hana, mashma d'sfir le'idem bo yisra kol ikra, afil midrabon shari." Tachas of Rav Magid, v'yesh l'mo, amai, It says Ravashi, Hachakamakob, Habasa, Osul Vashab Cholov. So he, him, Midivitor, him, Midivisofer, etc. And the Chayv over the Mikiv, the Osul Vashab Midivisofer. So he says that there is a concept. You can't feed that, we'll keep the Ravashi, Osul Vashab, Osul Vashab. He's saying, well, there's basa b'chalav. So this is the first kiddush of the Bach. But there's basa b'chalav by Ofer Chaya, even though it's only drabanan, there's still going to be an iser bishul and iser hanomi drabanan. Not like the Beis Yosef that says, based on the Rambam. And then he says, and he thinks the Rambam agrees to that. The Rambam, on page 10. The Rambam, he thinks the Rambam would agree. Because even though the Rambam is the prototype of a person who says that when Pashup Shab and Basam Chalav is the Rabbanan, then there's no issue visual here, so no. He doesn't have a Torah, Al Basam Behema Torah, Al Basam Behema Torah. He says, when it says Mutter, Mishal, Mutter, Mana means Minatora. So he says that there is still an Issa Drabana of Mishal. Wow. So that's a big Kiddush of the Bach, that even though it's Chayv Ma'of, which is only Basel Ha'ov in Rabbanon, there's still the Nisr Bishul Vanam in Rabbanon. Recording in 1 second. Let's say something about recording.
Is not someone just joined
him? Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say 1 second, 1 second. Etc. So that was his first finish. And then he says further on page 10, in came towards the bottom of the Bach. If he's a new day, Chal has been named Gamma Bishop Bahano, Bechai, Vova, Bebossip Tmea. Wow. So he says a chiddush that even behema tameya is a din of basim chalav midrabban. And because by chayanov, so those things are mutter. So it's shaykh to speak about basim that they made in this midrabban of basim chalav. But behema tameya, why would the chachamim make an isid rabbanon? Behemoth Meya, which is also anyway midrashic. Beis Yosef cash.
But it's not us or the official Rabbanan.
Right, so he's saying, right, so they made it in the Rabbanan of, yeah. So that is the finish of the Bach, that there's a din the Rabbanan in all these cases.
Yeah. According to Beis Yosef, you said according to the Rabbah, Fila and Anah are Mr. Achas. So, how could there ever be, I guess, so why would there ever be just Mr. Fila and Anah?
Because Achil is the Iker, so they only
need that. Do, right? So, things like go ahead and kind of one without the other. When it comes to
Rabbanan
making their
takana,
you have to
see. Yeah, that's a good decision. They will make them. Well, so now let's take a look in the Taz on page 13. So he says like this: the Torah class of well, Nasa Tahara B'chal Tmeya Avipcha Inu Ela Midraban. Picture Beis Yosef the Menachem Tamei Aser Kiel Midraisa Lam Lulim Migzah. That is the Beis Yosef's kasha. So the Bach gives an answer to this question. We didn't say over the answer yet. What did you? But why would they? You know, what exactly were they trying to accomplish? So they're going to make Hana. So he wants to say the following. I mean, this is in the Bach. We look at the Bach, we can see it inside. Let's go back to the Bach on page 9. He says, we know there's a concept of Tichanas as the veil. Right? And we say that by Moshe B'chalov, right? The whole Chatichan, not only the Bleed, right? And the Mugabe. Shari Surim, we say it's Chokhus Rabbein Tam and Rabbein Ephraim, whether the whole thing, whole Chaticha is also Yenishish connected the whole Chaticha or not. So the Bach says that's going to be the Nafkimina. He says like this. He says, well, why does Chacham do such a thing? They have an Issur D'oraisa. Why do you have to make an Issur D'Rabbanan? So he says, "Avlishik var also from the Torah, nafkamina in chatichanas as the veil." Because if you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say chatichanas as the veil, b'shari surim only b'asav v'cholov. Right, because it's not totally usher, and even Rabbeinu Tam, who supposes you do, but. The positive Rambam, Kafkaticha, Shaina Osura El Midrabon, and Ena Bataiva in Hebrew is Kabit. These are Hatichas Bosset Horses, Bashla, Bachol of Tmeya, Ekaticha Rule is Kabit. Inamic Vina Hashuva, Shakibu Tami Bosset Tmeya, Phil Bell, Vena Bottle of Moya, Shab Isra Bosom Hol Midrabon, Lamin, which I assume not at the veil. Says that's the Kiddush. That we're going to treat it as Masa B'cholov, that we're going to say Chatichanas as the Vela, even according to Rabbeinu Ephraim.
But that's the Rabbanan Basar V'cholov. You get Chanan from that?
Yeah. Yeah. Chayne will do. And he says, and therefore you can have a din also of Chatichan Reilis Kabeit, because if something is this bashal just with some was a treif, and then has a bli of treif, so that's shari sur. But if it has now bli of basad falav, so then it's going to have a din of nasas to beva. Chenelo din din chadif v'uskabi v'achash v'ini suri mach basas v'al mach shakim v'tam v'isur. The same thing with the Gabe, whether it's a Chatira Chatikh or a Miskabe. That if it's Basa B'chalov, so it's a Chatikh or a Miskabe, so it's a Rissi Asko. But if it's only Basa Treif that was Mispashal with a potato, then the potato is Shari Surim. And so that's why we want to make this Chatikh, the Behemoth Tmeya that was Mispashal B'chalov. We want to say that it has a din of Basa B'chalov. So, and therefore, Gabe Chatichan Ruvus Kabeid, it's potato in a bottle because it's considered as a machbar satz.
If you have a kosher piece of meat, you're not kosher, no. A kosher dairy product.
So, or Gabe, if it's it's cooked with something else. Now, now it's basar b'chalav, so it's, you're going to have to bevatel the whole chaticha. So that's what the Bach says. So comes the son-in-law, Kataz, page 13, he says, Drisha, page 13, of the fifth line. Drisha, Baruch HaMizal, Drisha, the Bach, the Tatsin, Vyashnaf, Kamina, Zeyrezu, Tadab, the Dri, Chatiha, Dasas, the Vela, Shasfir, the Rabbein Ephraim, the Lord, Minikin, and Mosul Chalot. That was the answer of the Bach. He says, my Shver made a mistake. It's not a good shot. It's not a good answer. Kvodim Komunach is like, with all due respect, you know. So he's going to argue with his father. He says, the reason why does Rabbi Ephraim hold Kanan only Basar B'Cholov and not B'Shari Surim? Because when you're creating Basar B'Cholov, so you're taking two things that are otherwise mutter, and you're making it usher. So now each one is totally usher. So they become intrinsically awesome. But there's zelo shachkan b'minachat tamid. How lavach yesh b'yisur min haTorah. You have a kishari surim. Because he's saying that it's not trying to speak about chaticha rulis kabeid, but pasim b'chazir b'cholav, because that's called like shari. Even if it's a of Basar B'Cholov, it's not. It's called Shari Surim, really. Even the Isur Basar B'Cholov is Shari Surim, because the only reason why Basar B'Cholov is different is because meat is mutter and this is mutter. So now they both come together and they create a new Isur Machmas Atzman. Because you wouldn't say that by something that otherwise is Asur. So he says, so you're not going to gain anything by making an Isur Basar B'Cholov on something that's treif, because it's treif anyway.
What about the
Kriya Skab?
Same thing.
So, Mr. Atman,
that answers the
Khanan case. No, because the Basar is not going to be cooked with something else. What is the case of Khatiha or the Skab? It means that you'll have this thing that's this Chazir with the milk. And it was cooked together. Now you can take this chazer and cook it with a potato. So it's going to be sorry with other chatichas. So is it bottle or not? There was this piece of meat. He says,
And he says that the
version explained
the whole
bit
is based on
which line are you? Where are you reading?
The bottom of the page 13.
Yeah. Gamash Kasto Morachami is. I'm going to have to go to the Skab, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, the Nesra Machmas. Shekibu tam b'teilem milvad basar b'cholov gam zeh leisik la d'chamish yom basar b'cholov u'bitam shachatich asad b'aseh zaveilo. Gim d'chmash b'mosam b'odah asad b'fechad shol isik b'sheikim b'shar yisurim zed kamo shaykh b'omayt yish yach b'yisir d'reis b'lav t'arruv is basar b'cholov b'shul hofi abit basar b'cholov shol al-chopanem u'gariyem b'shar yisir b'alua. Maybe Shmuel was caveat. Because the case is what? That this thing, you cooked it with, say, a potato. So is that going to be considered? So now the potato has a bleah of this possible chol midrabanan, but is that called ruilus kabed? So he says the only reason why it's not ruilus kabed is because it's considered as a machbas atzma, but this is an issue because of the bleah.
I mean, he says that Machmas Atma is based on Asa's
paper. Yeah.
You have to say that point.
It's
still,
it's Asa Machmas
Atma.
Yeah. Well, it's not
Machmas
Atma. It's a. So this is not considered Machmas
Atzma
because this is Machmas Atzma means, but the two things were mutter, now they created a new issue.
Well, it doesn't have to be two things. You have this Machmas Atzma without having two things joined together.
But in the world of Basar B'Cholov, it's two things. So you want to say that, well, now we're giving it a din of Basar B'Cholov, and therefore now we get to this Machmas Atzmo, but here it's also anyway. The Basar part was also anyway, whatever one was telling me. So because he doesn't like this. But that's the Chiddush in the Bach. That's the Chiddush in the Bach.
So it sounds like it's not there, according to the past. So the argument with Rama is that maybe it's not a sign.
We'll see. Okay, so the Heber Tameya is the Chorgas, the Beis Yosef of the Bach. But what about Masa Of Mechalov? So that we normally assume is the Rabbanim. Right, Masa Of Mechalov. And what about Chaya? So if you look in the Rambam, page 3, it says, "Hein basa chayev of." And also, it's only the Rabban. Of, hein basa chayev is the Rabban, and of is the Rabban. But it seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. This is another, that Rambam was because I call this a source on page 3. On page 5, Hilchas Mamre, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, it says, "Hol v'yesh the bezlin ligzor v'lesor dover hamutar." Right, so there's a famous kasha of the Rambam. And we know there's a din of Baal Tosef. Yet we see the Chachamim always adding things. So what's the answer? Right? So the answer he says is that it's only Baltosif if you, like the Shefter says, if you say it's a Daraisa. So he says, Shalom Hosev on Divrei Torah, page 5. Well, the Roman hand with Bohadov, the Olam, the Dover, Shahum, and the Torah. So the Rambam just contradicted himself because here he said Chaya is the Raisa, and in the other halach he said Chaya is the Rabbah. So So it's done. That's a contradiction. See, Yavo Bezdin, Viate Basar Chaya, Chalav Harizu Geru, Vimyesar Basar Ha'of Yomer Shehu, Chalav Aviv, Osir Matar Harizu Mosif, Valimomar Basar Ha'of, Mutu Matovan. In other words, if you're to say, if the Chachamim are going to say that Basar Ha'of is part of Gedi, and it's also in the Torah, that's Baltos. As long as they let the Oilam know that they're adding it, and they're not selling it as a deraisa, then it's not Baltos. But that's not important. But it happens to be that you see that there's a contradiction between the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrin that says that Oaf is Asimra Torah, in the contrast to the other Rambam, the Hilchos Masor, Machal Zasuris, where he says that it's the Rabbanu. Okay, just here. I don't have an answer.
What?
I don't have
an answer. No, it's okay.
I don't have an answer.
No one has an answer.
I don't have an answer. I don't have a good answer. Okay. Then the next question. We usually say, Ofi usually assumes. Chaya, I don't know. Chaya, how often is Chaya then? Venice. Sleep. What's the din of? In other words, what's the din? It's daft when you mevashal. Los mevashal could be mechalei b'chol. So, what if it was roasted? Like you have a cheeseburger, so that wasn't cooked. It was right roasted. So, what's the story with that? So there's a famous Tosfos in I mean, the Tosfos on page 7 of Chulin says that Ov is the rice. The Mishnah is the Brussel of love the rice. See it? It says, okay, so that's another sheet then. It's not a theory.
He says some people hold it as
Rambanan. No, some people hold it as the Rambanan. So we hold it as the rice. Yeah. Okay, so there's a Rashi and Tosfos on page 17 in Sanhedrin. The verse says, "Allah Amarav Ridera Amakar Los Vashal Gedi B'Chalivim Derech Bishul Asra Torah." Whereas the Gemara here is this sugya of Yeshem LaMikra Yeshem LaMasaras. When it says Los Vashal Gedi B'Chalivimo, what is the is that? Does that mean is it, how do you read it? Chalav or Chalev? So the Rashi says Derech Bishul Asra Torah. So therefore. In other words, chalav is milk. Chalav is fat. So he says, even if it's kosher chalav, it's still fat. So he says, Torah said derech bishul, so it must be chalav. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. But Tosfos learns, what's the Torah says? Is it meat and milk or meat and fat? Kosher fat. Right? So Rashi says it's milk because it says bishul. And Chela would be Tigan. And Tosa says, so you see from Rashi Shita is that you have to have Bishol. So if it's just Sli or roasting, or it wouldn't have a din of Basim Cholof, their Isa. Tosis has a different pshat, what it means there, Bishol Asar Torah. The Torah, Bishol Asar Torah means that the Torah is talking about two things that are mutter now become us. Well, so the way he's learning it, not what I said before. I say in Chel could be kosher Chel. He's learning. No, we talked about maybe the discussion is treif Chelov. And the reason why it can't be that is because that Mishal also Torah means that two things that are otherwise mutter now become us. But according to that's how Tosis understands what the Gemara thought, maybe it should be Basar at Chelov. And it says no, because that's not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about things, they're Bishul, the Bishul is creating the Esser. But the way Rashi learns is that the Torah is talking about Bishul, not Sli or Tigan. And so this machlokes, whether Dafka needs Bishul Kipshuto, is a machlokes Rashi does. Because you could say that the Torah is using the Lashon Bishul, but it also could be Sli. Say, for instance, if you look at the Pichadash on page 22, he says, Pichadash writes, it's Sli Michal Bishul. There's a Pashas Rebbe, and from Pesach it says, Vishalta Vechalta, by the Korban Pesach, but we know you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. So even though the Torah used the learned word Vishalta, it means Sli, it means you roast it. Yeah, the Korban Pesach, Pashas 20, Pashas 8. So therefore, when the Torah says you Mavashal Korban Pesach, how can the Torah say that? The Torah says you're not allowed to Mavashal Korban Pesach. So the answer must be that sometimes the Torah uses the Lashon Bishul, and it doesn't mean Bishul Dafka. It means, you know, Sli, other forms of cooking, and that's what it means here, Los Vashal Dedim Halevi Mo. And therefore, roasting would be in a sin or ice. It would be Basar Mechol would be the rice. And then in the Chavas Das in the Biur at the bottom, he says the question with Tzlis Asimir Torah is Machlokas have Rashi and Tosis had to understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Rashi says they're Bishul, that's Dafka liquid. And that's how the Gemara knew that it's Follow the Chalevi moving milk and not Chela. So what about the other forms? What about Kavush? And we'll have to say up all these things. So the So the pre-chadash there. Says on page 20. Says, Mi ukuli amma kovash u muliach hafa gavad kama kovash arayt mufushol muliach arayt korsef tasli ein mchal tachas bishol. Whereas, even if you want to say when the Torah speaks of Lashon Bishul, it means Sli, but it definitely doesn't mean Beliach and Kovash. Because that's, you know, you can pass Sli to mean Bishul, because Bishul means there's a heat element. So, it's hard to say. So he says, so Kovash and Meluach are definitely Darabanan, that Basim follow. You soak a piece of meat in milk, or you have salty meat with milk, or something like that. Then there's one last thing here, the placey. So it says the placey. Page 22. Right? We have different Makaras for Tamki Iker, right? We learned this at the beginning of the year. Nazir, we write Mishras for the fact that you have to kasher Kalim. So obviously, this is Ilakum, Titiva Torah Hagel Kalim Midian. So it must be the dead of Tamki Iker. So he has the kasha, Dilma Bishvil, Kachtiva Torah, like Bishop Ha'akum Basar, in the Him Chalavoyim.
They couldn't Basar Nayoni.
Oh. Yes. So how do you know? So maybe it's only did by Basar Chalav. Tamkiker for sure is the rice by Basim Chalav, because that's what Basim Chalav is, that the meat is giving its time to the milk, vice versa. But how do you know that the fact that they had a kasha to Kalim, Kalim Midian, it proves that there's a din of Tamkiker? Maybe they had a kasha to Kalim Midian just for the chashash of Basim Chalav, but nothing else. But even in a Hanami, by other things, Tamkiker is the Ramana. He does all the Kashmir, the Torah Tziva, Asher, also the Mam Tavur, Be'esh, Lame, Tashmisha, the Dorv, Kashmir, Tavki, even Lodam, Rakman, Avdam, Ramisham, Vasim, Cholov, Hahani, Leeds, Lee, Minu, Loshak, Rum, Vasim, Cholov, Akin, Shim Shari, Sir. So what does he answer? Was the Kli Midian, they speak about kashering in Hagala, kashering in Liban, right? So if you're going to say that it's talking about Basim Cholav, that's what the Torah is telling me, and that's why you have to kasher. So how are you going to, and the Torah is speaking about Liban, so that means the Torah is speaking about Tzli and not Bishol, because that's why you need Liban. But Tzli's not shaykh to. So Hahani Kli Tzli Ninu. Well, shaykh will Basim Cholav, and the Tzli is only, he holds his only Drabanon. So the Torah keeps being kashering through Liban also. So that means the Torah is. So if the whole idea is that it's just because of. That maybe it's only talking about Basim Cholav, then it's only talking about Basim Cholav of Tzli. And Basim Chalav and Tzli, he holds, is not the Raisa, not like the Pri Chadash. So it must be that he's also talking about Shari Surim. That Shari Surim doesn't have a din of Derech Bishol Asur Torah, doesn't have to be Bishol, to be Tzli, and that's how he gets the cash. So you see that the place he's taking the side against the Pri Chadash and Surim is a din of Basim Cholav, even not by, do you say that doesn't apply to Tzli, the Daraisa, as opposed to the Pre-Chadash says it does. Okay, we have completed the second B2. So tomorrow, as Hashem, so Harav Albert, you put up the shir today, as Hashem. Thank you. And tomorrow we'll have our regular Wednesday share at Business Room 10 o'clock. Okay, and then we'll figure out how to proceed as we. Monday and Wednesday, we know what to do. The other days we'll figure out as we move along. Okay, good.